You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You join me here on RNIB Connect Radio, and I'm at the House of Lords for the launch of the Employment Gap Out of Sight, Out of Work report by Lord Holmes. And in fact, I've got Lord Chris Holmes of Richmond MBE in front of me, and we've got guide dogs at our feet at the moment. Chris, just tell me how the report came about. Did it come from a question you asked in the House of Lords?
I've been interested and concerned about the employment rate for blind and partially sighted people for at least 30 plus years, since I first came across the shocking statistic that pretty much only about one in four of us are in employment. So I put a question to the minister a few months ago. I thought, as a consequence of that response, I should put a report together taking evidence from individuals with lived experience, organisations in this space, to put down what are the issues, what are the recommendations for government, for employers to make a change, so we don't have to have in another year, another 5 years, this same discussion and that same sorry statistic of only one in four blind and partially sighted individuals in employment in the UK. It can't continue to be the case.
And that's a figure that I've known of for, sort of when I started out in employment a long, long time ago. And it hasn't changed. Do you, get a sense of why it hasn't changed?
There are a whole series of issues that we set out in the report. There's government policy, there's funding, there's accountability, there's employer attitudes and workplace barriers, there's a lack of data, and technology is perhaps the most interesting, because technology has such a potential to be a bridge, but all too often it's a barrier. It can be so enabling, so empowering, but if it's not set up right, if it can't be interoperable with all the systems that an employer has and ensure that the employer's made all of their systems accessible, then the technology can be useless and just exacerbate that exclusion. And yet the potential, the possibility, if we human lead with those technologies and truly put the capital A into assistive technology, that's when we can really start to shift this.
And that's totally true, because, you know, you have internships and graduation schemes for people leaving university and college, and they can't get on them because of the accessibility of the portal that they have to use. So it can be a bit of a bleak picture for them.
We had such positive evidence brought from Thomas Pocklington Trust at this morning's launch. They run such a fabulous, truly fabulous, positive internship scheme. Measure of success? Well, you know, we just said that pretty much there's only one in four of us in employment. Well, they flip that stat. And for everybody who has one of their internships within 6 months of finishing, 75% of those are in employment. That is empowerment. That is real positive work in this space. And the government need to look at that, to learn from that, and then to scale that alongside Thomas Pocklington Trust, alongside other organisations, because there are so many schemes right now, but the difference isn't being made. TPT not only shows that it can be done, they're doing it and they are making the change.
And that's so true. I mean, we've obviously got the RNIB doing the C Work Differently work placements as well. So there are schemes to get people on, I suppose, that journey into employment. And what are the main recommendations of the report? Because I read a lot about this form of a task force within the Department for Work and Pensions. Is that one of the main sort of thrusts of the report?
The key recommendation from the Out of Sight, Out of Work report, and I put it deliberately in those terms, out of sight, out of work. The key recommendation is that the government need to set up a cross-departmental task force, the Out of Sight, Out of Work task force, based in the DWP, led by the minister, with cross-departmental reach and responsibility and accountability for all the recommendations I set out in the report. Now, people might say, why would you have a task force which is just for the issue of blind and partially sighted people? Well, because the statistic is so stark. The employment rate for disabled people across the piece is not great, but it is so significantly higher than for blind and partially sighted people. So do the government need to do work to get disabled people across the piece into work? Of course they do. But this is such a stark stat, and it has been so for decades, it warrants a specifically focused, out of sight, out of work task force to take those recommendations and to make a change that should have been made decades ago.
So what's the next steps now that you've got the reports? Are you going to be contacting government and knocking on doors and passing the report over to people and saying, get on with it kind of thing?
The Secretary of State and the Minister will have the report today. I'll be meeting with them to get their feedback, their thoughts, and to work with them. This is not a party political issue. Governments of all persuasion have not addressed this over decades. There's nothing party political about this. I will work with this government to make the changes that are required. And that goes in terms of looking at schemes like Access to Work. We were told it's a great scheme when it works. That's a critical when it works. To look at Disability Confidence, it's a brand which many, many people and many, many employers know and use, but it is in massive need of updating because it's possible to have the highest level of disability confidence and not have a single disabled employee. So looking across those schemes, making Connect to Work sharper, looking at the skills and the training of disability employment advisors, do they have the right level of knowledge and understanding of those with sight loss? Across the piece, looking at solutions to enable, this is a systems-wide difficulty, we need systems-wide solutions. It's not about one point. It's not about one specific domain. It's not just about employers. It's not just about government. It needs to be a collaborative effort. And that's why you need that convening power and that focus that a specific out of sight, out of work task force can bring.
Well, Lord Holmes, thank you very much indeed for not only putting the report together, but for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio. Thank you, Chris.
Absolute pleasure. And for anybody out there who has issues around employment or anything they think should be happening by government or in Parliament, do be in touch with me on LinkedIn at Lord Chris Holmes. I'd really appreciate all feedback, intel and perspectives what people are experiencing right now.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.